Today's podcast is brought to you by my favorite new protein powder, Clean Lean Protein by NewZest.
You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast number 57, how to increase metabolism by cleansing your liver. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I am the founder of Ordinary Vegan, this podcast and the website. And since 2011, my number one mission in life is to provide all of you with all the nutrition information you need to live a long and healthy life. And with exceptional health comes exceptional happiness. I am excited about today's podcast because I've never addressed that large lobed glandular organ in the abdomen called the liver. The liver is the largest solid organ in the body, and you use it to digest food, filter out toxic substances from the blood, and also the liver makes proteins important for blood clotting and metabolizes the drugs you take. Most people don't think about liver health in terms of weight loss, but the liver is responsible for helping metabolize fat. It produces bile, which breaks down fat, also working like a filter to clean toxins out of our blood and helps us feel energized. I don't know about you, but even on a healthy plant-based diet, my body can often store fat, especially around my stomach. And what I have learned is that a healthy liver can either store fat or burn it. Today, we're going to learn how to burn that fat in our liver and cleanse the liver to increase our metabolism. Before we get into it, I wanted to share a few thoughts. A couple of weeks ago, my new colleague and I went to Kentucky to visit some organic hemp farms. As I have mentioned before, making sure I provide the safest and highest quality of hemp for my CBD products is very important to me because I know how much unsafe CBD there is in the market, which is why I like to go to the source of our hemp and speak with the farmers and the people who are creating the hemp seeds to grow. The trip was incredibly resourceful. And, oh, by the way, I forgot how gorgeous and friendly the great state of Kentucky is. So I'm bringing this up because I met one farmer who was crossbreeding hemp plants from different hemp farmers to produce super hemp seed traits to address different ailments. For example, he is trying to produce a hemp seed that can be grown specifically to help people with Parkinson's disease. I mean, I found that to be incredible. So this one farmer who had a degree in crop, seed, and soil science showed me one of his experimental, all-natural organic hemp seed extracts that helped a man with Parkinson's disease write his name for the first time in 5 years. And it just brought tears to my eyes. He showed me a video of this man who couldn't write his name in 5 years because of his shaking, crying, and writing his name over and over. This is no joke. CBD from hemp is showing incredible promise for so many diseases. And I promise I'm going to work with people like this hemp farmer to help provide you with the best, highest quality American and organically grown CBD from hemp available. I will keep you updated on our progress. Now, let's talk about how to increase your metabolism by cleansing your liver. Let's get back to what the liver is. The liver is a large organ that sits on the right side of the belly. It weighs about 3 pounds and it is reddish brown in color and feels rubbery to the touch. Not that you can feel the liver because it is protected by the rib cage. The liver has two sections called the right lobe and the left lobe. The gallbladder sits under the liver along with parts of the pancreas and intestines. The liver and those organs all work together to digest, absorb, and process food. Now, metabolism is the set of life-sustaining chemical reaction in organisms, and the three main purposes of metabolism are the conversion of food to energy to run cellular processes, which is the formation, structure, function, and communication of cells. Your cells are the energy converters for your body. Each cell has a size and shape to form body tissue, such as muscle, and groups of cells make up the organs in your body, like the liver. The next purpose is the conversion of food to building blocks for protein, lipids, and some carbohydrates. And last but not least, the purpose of metabolism is the elimination of nitrogenous waste, which is excess nitrogen compounds like uric acid. Every time I do research about how our body functions, just amazes me. And I think often we just take this beautiful capsule of ourselves, our body, and take it for granted, not knowing how much we can help develop it and protect it. But that's why we're all here, because we love ourselves and respect our bodies, no matter what they look like. Now, back to metabolism and liver. So bottom line, metabolism refers to the process of converting food into energy that allows your body to function. People who have a fast metabolism use up calories more quickly than those with slower metabolisms. So, what does metabolism and liver cleansing have to do with each other? To lose weight and have more energy, you need to increase your metabolism and speed up the rate at which you burn calories. A healthy liver can either store fat or burn it. An unhealthy liver can only store it. In this state of storing fat can burden you with a slow metabolism. So how do you know if you have a slow metabolism? Usually people know because they have been hitting the gym, constantly dieting, and still not seeing the scale budge. Crash diets and other calorie-restricted diets can slow your metabolism, so I never recommend them, but I do recommend keeping your liver healthy to increase your metabolism. The good news is that cleansing your liver to increase metabolism can just take a few weeks. Cleansing your liver can also affect your pancreas and help produce normal levels of insulin. You could also see improved blood pressure and better cholesterol numbers. So let's talk about how we're going to cleanse our nutrient processing plant called the liver. I am going to begin this 3-week liver cleanse on June 3rd, if anyone wants to join me. I will do updates in our Facebook group, facebook.com/ordinaryvegan, and in our private Facebook group, which anyone can join. Just search for Ordinary Vegan Facebook group or go to facebook.com/group/ordinaryvegan. Now, let's talk about how to get rid of that toxic overload in our livers. I thought the best way to go about this is to combine the best of detoxification diet ideas that are backed by scientific evidence. So number one is, if possible, abstain from drugs like sleeping pills. Lots of people take drugs like Ambien, and I think they can really mess with your metabolism. Make sure you keep taking the drugs your doctor has prescribed for blood pressure, cholesterol, and other ailments. Also, abstain from alcohol. The liver has to work harder and longer to recover from the effects of alcohol. Alcohol can also cause inflammation in your liver, which keeps your liver from doing its job well, which means it will store fat in your liver and you won't lose weight. You could also develop fatty liver disease. And of course, if you consume way, way too much alcohol, that could lead to cirrhosis of the liver. Number two, a healthy diet is the most important way to detoxify. Remove all foods that interfere with detoxification or make you more toxic. Those include fructose and sugar, which can be found in soda, but also in fruit juices and commercial juice cleanses. Too much refined sugar and or corn syrup causes a fatty buildup in the liver, and some studies show that sugar can be as damaging to the liver as alcohol, even if you're not overweight. So in my opinion, for this 3 to 4 week detox plan, no sugar at all, just naturally occurring sugars in fresh fruit. Number three, avoid all trans fats in processed food. Even if the label says low in fat, don't eat it. Also, don't eat damaged fats. Damaged fats include oils, even plant oils. I call them damaged because they are not naturally occurring. I know you are saying olive oil is healthy, but it is processed. It doesn't come naturally. I know this part is hard because cooking oils are used in almost everything. But for this detox program, no oil at all. If you have to eat out, make sure your veggies are steamed without oil. And practically all foods made at a restaurant are made with oil, whether the foods need them or not. Number four, make sure you are including healthy fats like a tablespoon or two of ground flaxseed, chia seeds, or hemp seeds in your diet every day. Or a small handful of nuts, which contain good fats, or a half an avocado in your salad every day. The next thing I recommend 2 to 3 times a day is lemon water with no added sugar, warm or cold. Lemon water made with purified or spring water has been proven to flush out toxins and cleanse the liver. This could also help people with joint or knee pain. It is inexpensive to make, and it is also packed with vitamin C. You could also add ginger and some mint if you want to make it more exciting, but simple lemon water is what works. This is because lemon juice's atomic structure is similar to the digestive juices found in the stomach, and it tricks the liver into producing bile, which helps keep food moving through your body and gastrointestinal tract smoothly. So lemon water, 2 to 3 times a day. This will also keep you well hydrated, which is crucial to any weight loss plan. Number six, I also recommend ginger tea. Ginger has anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and is one of the world's best detoxifying herbs. Number seven, exclude all gluten and GMO foods, white bread or white flour food, from your diet for this cleanse. GMO foods wreak havoc on the gut microbiota. This can lead to inflammation in the gut, and according to research, gut bacteria markers could be a smoking gun for liver disease. Number eight, start every day with resistant starch. This can be a protein shake with foods high in resistant starch like aquafaba liquid or white bean liquid, green bananas, oats, and bulgur. Or it can be overnight oats or warm barley. As we have talked about before, resistant starch is an important component of a diet because it aids the liver in breaking down triglycerides and speeds the rate of turning food into energy. If you're confused about how to make a resistant starch shake, here is all you need. Each shake should have approximately 8 to 10 grams of resistant starch per serving. You can add some plant-based protein, but make sure you're using a sugar-free protein powder like Clean Lean Vanilla by NewZest or whatever your favorite is. No sugar. Examples of resistant starches for these detox shakes are aquafaba, which is the liquid from chickpeas. A half a cup makes a great texturizer in smoothies. Make sure the cans are BPA-free and non-GMO. You could also use the liquid from white beans or cannellini beans. Resistant starch is also a superfood for the gut. Here are some ideas for resistant starch smoothies. Add to a food blender one banana. I like to freeze mine. One cup of ice, a quarter cup to a half cup of bean liquid like aquafaba, a cup of no sugar added non-dairy milk like almond milk, a quarter teaspoon of vanilla, a quarter teaspoon of cinnamon, and you could add a scoop of sugar-free plant-based protein powder. If you can find green bananas, even better. Green bananas contain resistant starch. Or you could make an oatmeal smoothie by using a third cup of oats, which you first blend until ground into a smooth powder, and then add 1.5 cups of frozen blueberries, a cup of non-dairy milk or non-dairy yogurt, a quarter teaspoon of vanilla, a quarter teaspoon of cinnamon, and some ice. Blend until smooth. Feel free to experiment with different kinds of fruit. Just make sure you're including resistant starch in your morning smoothie or breakfast. Before we go to recommendation number 9, I want to thank today's sponsor, Clean Lean Protein by NewZest. A lot of you ask me for my recommendation for protein powders, so I'm always on the search for the best ones. Protein powders are a convenient way to increase your protein intake, but most of them are full of fillers, unhealthy ingredients, and they can be highly processed. That's not the case with Clean Lean Protein by NewZest, which is why I am a fan. I think you may become a big fan too. My favorite flavor is vanilla, but they have many flavors to choose from, and you can get it right now. They provided a special offer of 15% off just for the Ordinary Vegan community. All you have to do is go to newzest.us/OV15. That's newzest.us/OV and the number 15. Now let's talk about recommendation number 9. Eat foods high in niacin every day. Make a niacin list and include those foods in your diet. Tomatoes, mushrooms, nuts, sunflower seeds, and brown rice. Niacin helps the body break down carbohydrates, fats, and proteins into energy. In addition, it plays a role in liver function. No niacin supplements, just natural niacin plant-based foods. I will put a list in this week's podcast. Recommendation number 10. Only eat plant-based foods like vegetables, fruits, grains that are especially high in resistant starch like oats and barley, and legumes like chickpeas or beans. And don't forget to save the bean and chickpea liquid for your resistant starch smoothies. Please keep it simple. A simple plate of these plant-based foods, livened up by some salsa or romesco sauce, or a simple squeeze of lemon or lime. Don't count calories. Just eat these simply prepared foods until you are full. Also, a leafy green every single day. I recommend spinach because it contains chlorophyll. And if you remember from podcast number 56, the benefits of eating the rainbow of fruits and vegetables, as the blood passes through the liver, chlorophyll promotes the liver's cleansing and detoxification process. Additionally, chlorophyll appears to stimulate the regeneration of damaged liver cells. I don't want to forget to mention that another important way to increase your metabolism is by exercising. So I highly recommend anything for 30 minutes a day during this 3-week cleanse. It can be a walk, stretching, yoga, 30 minutes. The exercise doesn't need to be athletic or difficult, and studies have shown that as little as 30 minutes a day can lead to enormous health benefits. In 3 weeks after liver function improves, you may notice additional health benefits besides your improved metabolism and weight loss, like fewer food cravings, better digestion, and less fluid retention. And your energy levels should be drastically improved. Hope you try this journey with me for a few weeks. And even if you can only do 2, it will help. I will put the recipes I mentioned today in this week's show notes, which you can find at ordinaryvegan.net. Just hit podcast to find all my podcasts and all my show notes. I so appreciate every one of you for being here today. Thank you to my partner, NewsEst, for sponsoring this podcast. There will be a link in this week's podcast notes to NewsEst's special offer for the Ordinary Vegan community. I am dedicated to supplying you with the best CBD oil from hemp you can find, and I am excited to say I am developing 2 new products, which I think you will love. Just go to ordinaryvegan.net/shop/ to find my CBD capsules, drops, and tinctures. CBD is setting the world on fire because of its ability to help people with so many ailments. So if you suffer from pain, anxiety, depression, addiction, you may just need to have your receptors enhanced. I know it sounds simple, but it is working for so many. And don't hesitate to ask me any questions at all. You can reach me at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Please follow me on Instagram and #ordinaryvegan if you create any of my recipes. I love seeing the photos. And #hashtag me if you're trying the liver cleanse. Would love to see how you are doing. There are over 310,000 health and wellness community members waiting to embrace you over on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/ordinaryvegan. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.